this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, cause it's now.
Greetings, Earthling. I am from planet Jarb. My Earth name is David Stevens. But on my planet, I am called Ross.
I am called Christy. We come in peace. But only if you send us emails at jarppodcast@gmail.com and tell us what you think about the show or how I may have threatened humanity's existence. We're also on Instagram at @jarp_podcast.
This podcast is meant to be your survival, your only hope. We will be talking and spoiling the plot lines of the first episode of a particular streaming series. We then rate it and let you know if we're setting our phasers to stun or stunning.
Or probe them. This episode, we will be probing the Apple Plus series Invasion. That's right. Alongside this series, we will also take over your mind and body and make you do things you don't want to do, like review the 1996 film Independence Day. As if... As if aliens would ever attack Earth. It's beneath us.
Resistance is... Which tagline are we using?
Resistance is futile.
We talked about this on the ship.
Shit.
You're so frustrating. Wait until Leaklog hears about this.
Oh, I'm not even reading the script properly. Oh my god. Self-destruct?
You went from alien to robot to self-destructing.
I think so. Yeah.
That's right, Sean.
I kind of screwed that up. That was really good, though, Russ.
Yeah, you did great.
Thanks.
What we're reviewing this podcast is the Apple Plus TV show Invasion.
Who's Invasion. In it?
Who's in it? Sam Neill's in it. Well, at least he's in the first episode. He plays John Bell Tyson, sheriff. And then a bunch of other actors are in it. And it's created by Simon Kinberg and David Wheel. If you don't know who those guys are, well, Simon Kinberg is responsible for such movies as The Martian.
Good.
And Logan.
Good.
Deadpool.
All very good. Better be good.
And a bunch of X-Men movies that you probably didn't enjoy. The synopsis of Invasion on the Internet Movie Database.
Wait. I enjoyed the X-Men movies.
All the most recent X-Men movies.
No,
that's what I'm referring to.
Move along.
Earth is visited by an alien species that threatens humanity's existence. Events unfold in real time through the eyes of five ordinary people across the globe as they struggle to make sense of the chaos unraveling around them. And when we say across the globe, we mean America and Japan.
Right. And out of five people, we really mean three.
So in the first episode, we see Sam Neill. Spoiler alert, he's dead by the end
already
of the episode. Two more people in Long Island. And a Japanese space engineer. So
why don't you try and pronounce their names, Russ?
Anishi Malik is the Long Island mom.
You can do it.
And Mitsuki Yamato is the Japanese space engineer.
Mitsuki Yamato.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think you need to have.
No, but sometimes it helps.
For you.
I'm going to have to edit that out.
This is episode one. The plot, guess what? An alien invasion through different perspectives around the world.
Didn't you just tell us that?
That's right. I said Sam Neill, our Dr. Grant from Jurassic Park. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much split. I found it followed the three stories. I thought most of the time was actually with Anisha Malik, the Long Island mom. Mm. And her cheating husband and her two kids.
What a day she had. Eh?
What a day she what found a out day. That her everyone at the school had a nosebleed except her son. So her son's a weirdo because he didn't have a
super
nosebleed.
Weirdo kid. Like, why didn't you get a nosebleed too?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
And then her husband was sleeping with a white woman.
Yeah, because who wasn't her cook. And who wasn't her.
Who's got thousands and thousands of Instagram followers, but no comments on her posts. Sam Neill's the sheriff of this American town, and he is retiring. It's his last day.
So goodbye, Sam.
So we're going to see his last day at work. How, you know, he seems far from retiring because he's, you know, climbing, water tower type things in the farm. He's throat punching a leader of a crystal meth gang. And then when he goes to his retirement party that night, he leaves it after insulting his wife to go back to what he saw earlier in that day, which was a crop circle in the field. And that's where he
was Officer Alzheimer's. So maybe he didn't really know what was going on. And he just left. He just left the party.
He seemed quite competent. Thought the
party was over.
I don't know. I think he just was a jerk. And he's just like, screw this. I don't want to retire. So you can't push me out.
Sorry.
No.
What did he say to his wife that was so rude?
I thought he said something like, he made some joke at her, like he had to spend all his time now with her. He made some sort of kind of like.
Well, they had a running joke through the episode that she kept bugging him that he was going to have to spend more time with her now and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if I picked up on him being rude to her. I think you were just making that up.
Well, I think he's a rude man and he deserves to die by an alien.
And he did. So he did retire in a way, didn't he?
Yeah, he retired from life. You're right, Sean.
Yes, he
You're
retired right. he from life.
He got that whether or not he wants it or not, he retired.
That's right. He had some, he did have his police instinct going on though, driving him all day from this place to that. He was determined and, he did know something was up and, you know, he got so close that the alien said, no way, Jose, Kia.
Kia. So
I don't know. There's just a big thud. It's like he got karate chopped in the back of the neck, well, we don't know because they're cloaked, right? All these aliens. We don't even know if they're aliens.
Maybe.
To be real.
You think they're from underwater? You think they're from the abyss?
No, I think they're aliens and you know they're aliens and all that. But I mean, after the first episode, we haven't really seen anything. So we don't really know if they are aliens.
What other famous aliens like to cloak themselves?
What things like to cloak themselves?
What other famous aliens like to cloak themselves?
Oh, the Predator. Biggest, baddest ass alien ever.
He cloaked himself. I was going to say Klingons or Borgs.
And then even before, where do you think the Predator got it from? He stole that tech from the Klingons after he hooked up with a Klingette and she got a little clingy.
Does that explain the Predator's foreheads? They're pretty much like Worf from the Big Foreheads. Are they distant relatives, Predator and Klingons?
A Klingon fucked a Klingon.
Okay.
And then they had a Klingon baby.
Fucked a Mandalorian.
And that Klingon baby fucked a Predator.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a Predator clingy baby. And then that clingy pretty baby.
Fucked a Kraken. A Seattle hockey player.
And had a octa clingy pretty baby.
Mm-hmm. Is the Predator the species, or is the Predator just like what he is, his occupation?
That's just the name that they gave the title of the movie. I don't know. I'm sure some dork down on the internet rabbit. Well, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm sure someone that knows everything about aliens and all and the Predator folklore. There's a comic book series. There's comics.
Yeah, send us an email at jartpodcast@gmail.com.
Let us know what the alien species is. Predators. No, we just call it the Predator, but I'm sure it actually has a species name.
Right.
Like human are, what are we? We're Homo sapiens.
Sure. Right. Descended from apes. The alien that we see kind of at the end.
I came from my mom's vagina. I don't know where you came from.
Not your mom's vagina. I've been there, but I didn't come
from there. Oh, good thing my mom doesn't listen to the podcast.
Here we go.
You fucking really nailed her there. Oh, I swore. I'm sorry.
And you talked about me nailing your mom joke-wise and sexually.
Yeah, like I didn't really get mad at you there. I just kind of kept the joke going. Is that wrong?
No. I mean, it's your family.
It was. Now it's your family, Dad.
That's right, son.
Sean's love dad. You, Dad. Take me fishing.
So we've talked about two stories, but we haven't talked about the story that takes place in Japan, where we see a spacecraft heading off to the International Space Station, taking
JASA.
Their plans to go to the internet space station for quite a long period of time, longer than they normally do.
Right. Which and not is, like the couple hours that they were actually there.
Right. So this creates a little bit of tension between our two characters who seem to have some sort of a relationship. It's on the hush-hush. And so they can,
well,
they
we
can
only learn that after the fact, right? Yeah, they're right. Why do you think she was so... They were so hushy-hushy about, because maybe, one, they're in Japan and
maybe it's a traditional...
Lesbian relationships aren't as widely accepted over there. Or maybe it has something to do with work, like subordinate kind of thing. Like she's not allowed to fool around with her kind of thing.
Sleep with the computer kids.
But then why even acknowledge her in the control room and make a comment like, oh, you look familiar. Are you sure?
It's kind of flirting. It's like a little wink. It's like a wink, wink.
You think it's just like kind of the flirting with danger, as they say, kind of thing? You know, oh, we might get caught if we. Yeah.
Well, she can't say, I'm going to miss you. And she can't just ignore her, so she has to say something that acknowledges.
They could have said all that stuff at home before they went to work,
And they would. They probably did. They probably said that
and more.
I don't
know if she was in the shower while the other one was watching the sunrise.
Well, that's what we saw.
Right, I mean, that's true. We don't know what happened before the sunrise.
Yeah, I'm going to space, baby.
I'll take you to space.
So there's a pretty
before
cool.
Before you go to space.
So she goes to space. Ooh, yeah. This famous Japanese astronaut goes to space. And a few minutes after getting into the International Space Station, something happens and the side of the space station explodes. And she
gets sucked into space. Yeah, it either explodes or gets sucked out or something. I don't know. I rewound it, that scene, a couple times. I thought it was really cool because they were just like, the guy's looking out the window and he's like, oh, what's that? There's nothing really there. And then just like, and then it was like silence, you know, like the silence of space. Of space. Supposedly, I don't know. I've never been there, but supposedly it's silent. It's silent out there.
Well, you will be there one day. If Kurt Cobain could go, but it's Captain Kirk. He went to space.
Well, I'm sure Kurt Cobain went to space too, buddy. Yeah, he just went there a different way.
You used to rewind shows all the time when we'd watch it in your basement. You would like find something that was funny, mainly things that cracked you up, and then you'd rewind it.
Normally,
and then
just me laughing. That found it funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I might have found it funny the first 10 times, but after you rewound it so many times.
That must have been annoying. Why you guys didn't punch me more than you already did is beyond me.
Yeah, you were like.
I guess because you were watching the movie at my house and it probably wouldn't have been too cool to punch me.
Yeah, I didn't want to I had to eat your Chinese food later. I didn't want to punch you.
You sure did.
That was Invasion. Three stories, lots of death, aliens on the planet.
Lots of death. Hey, turn off your Find My iPhone, all right, buddy?
If you're cheating with your wife.
Turn off your Find Your iPhone. I mean, you're an idiot.
Yeah, classic cheating 101. You have your own. You have another podcast that talks about kind of like how to hide from your spouse if you're cheating on her, don't you?
It's called Hide My Find My iPhone.
It's a hard podcast to find. Any predictions?
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen here?
I guess one of my predictions is that the mom is the Long Island mom. Who has a cheating husband, is going to have to get some sort of retribution throughout the series where she's going to have to, I don't know, maybe her husband's going to, redeem himself somehow, but her husband's going to die and it's going to be to save his family or save his kids.
It'll be like his redemption.
Yeah. Or she's going to leave him behind and then the kids are just going to scream and look at him in the rearview mirror as like
he'll be like reaching out for her for her, and she'll be able to grab him, but she chooses not to.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes. And she looks him in the eyes. She says, "I wish I made you."
You should have had more flank steak while you were here.
She's not you.
What about one of your predictions?
I don't know. I don't know about predictions. I think, you know, she touched on the base that she had a doctorate, but she doesn't perform medicine from Harvard. So I think that will come into play somewhere. There's going to be now that there's a big bang and explosion at the end of episode one, whatever it was. Aliens have maybe finally made themselves be known to the whole world and not just these little occurrences. So I think there'll be, you know, explosion shit. They'll probably have to run for their lives. And I don't know, some way her doctorate will come in handy. Like I said, we've seen some things now where these aliens, they deal with like frequencies of some sort, you know, people that have dealt with them are holding their ears, and there's just seems to be able to create like forces mm-hmm. right away. And I think it's through frequencies and sound and stuff like that. And you know how they say some children can hear some frequencies that we can't, that adults can't, and you lose it over time? They do say that, Russ. Okay. They do say that. They actually have a whistle made specifically for children, and you blow it and you can't hear it, but they come running and like, and then you put out this bowl of food and they get on their hands and knees and they eat it and they just drink water, and then you just let your kid back outside again.
Sean, that's a dog.
It's the coolest fucking thing ever.
That's a dog. That's not for children.
What?
That's for dogs. My other thought would be that Luke, who's one of the kids who doesn't get the nosebleed, when everybody else in the school does get a nosebleed, the reason he doesn't get a nosebleed is because he's the chosen one, and that he'll end the alien invasion.
He is the golden child.
He is the golden child.
And is Eddie Murphy going to come out of nowhere? And
I mean,
hey, golden child.
That's what it calls
that
for.
That was like his laugh, but I don't think that was his voice.
No,
I wouldn't practice try. A bit.
I also think that, because when I went to the Internet Movie Database just to see the cast list, I noticed that out of all the episodes, the most of the people that are in most of the episodes are the top seven cast members. Six of them are children. So we're seeing the two main children, the two kids, and we're going to just get more children. So maybe all the adults are going to die. And
I think we're going in a total
Lord of the Flies kind of shit.
Yeah, or Stranger Things. The kids are going to all team up and be like little mini pack of ghost busted little fuckers running around saving the earth.
And yeah, you talked about the fact, or you didn't talk about it yet, but I see you wrote it down about all the location descriptions.
Yeah, I keep bugging you here, throw my mouse cursor over our shared document, pointing you here like, look at this.
I set you up.
Yeah, I know. Other location titles had Earth at the end of it, which makes me think, well, why do they need to put that if at one time we might not be on Earth? I don't think, obviously, Mars? The space station is gone. I don't know.
Moon?
Maybe we'll visit the alien planet. Maybe we'll get a scene of the alien ship. Exactly.
Planet Jarp.
I don't know. I think this is way out there, but maybe we'll get some sort of space program that sends them out into space to fight the aliens.
So they'll take the doctor and the Japanese engineer.
No, they're going to take the kids, because kids don't feel G-forces the same way. And then they use the aliens don't have the special whistles that I was talking about.
No G's, no F's.
So like they have these kids have kind of this unfair advantage against the aliens. And you just send them up there with gummy snacks and shit. And like, you don't have to really pack much food or anything for them. And you could pack so many of them in the rocket that when they die off, it doesn't really matter because there's so many of them. So you just kind of put more than you need in the rocket. And I tell you, man, you send kids to save.
Well, their hands
Earth.
Can get into places where adults' hands can't. And they can turn, like if you go to the engine of the train, and then there's a little kid in the, like in the floorboards, kind of turning a mechanism.
Totally.
That's how
you're starting to get it now.
That's I get it. I get it. I get it now. Yeah. Let's rate this.
Man, this shit is awesome.
You suck.
All right, Sean. How does the rating?
Oh, how
work
does
on
this work?
Right.
It even says, Sean, explain the rating system.
Can you stop referring to the? It doesn't make our conversation magical. if you refer to the fact that we're just using a Google Doc.
We're not. It's notes. It just helps us. People do this joking. All the time.
I'm just joking.
This is the part where we rate it on the JART podcast. We're going to rate Invasion. We give it a score from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 being it's really, really bad. 5 being it's the greatest thing we've ever seen on Earth. You can give it points, half docs. Russ is falling asleep. So let's get on with this. I gave it a 3.0, just a little bit above mediocre, because I thought it was filmed well. I thought the acting was pretty good, and I was interested the whole time. I was intrigued. I am curious to watch episode 2. But that's it for Sam Neill. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Are we headed into some kind of Stranger some Things?
Drew
Stranger
Barrymore Things? Scream shit right here.
Yeah, just, you know, main guy that was driving episode 1's dead now. I don't really know what to expect. But anyways, I'll watch episode 2. 3.0, a stretch, bit of a stretch for 3.0, but I think it's a little bit better than average, which would be a 2.5.
Well, Sean, I gave this episode a 1.5.
Oh, that's got to be the lowest you've ever given some.
Oh, that's got to sting. I don't know. The first 1 hour episode, I felt not a lot of aliens, but a lot of attention to these stories that I didn't care much about. So there's like, there's just things that, and not only didn't care about it, but I just didn't really believe. I didn't believe that the story about the husband seemed, I don't know, it just didn't seem genuine. I know it's, you know, it's a hard scenario, but I didn't get the whole Sam, why is Sam Neill like punching drug dealers in the throat on the day of his retirement? Like that didn't make sense to me.
He's just he's determined something is wrong, and he was just using his strong
cool
intuition. Yeah, maybe it did. I don't know.
And it just like, yeah, it's like, let's introduce some cool scenarios, but then let's just kill them all. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter why Sam Neill didn't want to retire. It doesn't really matter why Miss Tuki Yamato had a secret and she was dating a lead astral. Never mind, she's dead. Anyways, all that kind of stuff.
Because he even said like, "Oh, I wanted like basically like feel fulfilled that I've done something or accomplished something or made a difference by the time I retire." And then they just killed him off.
Well, I guess one of the neat things is when he's driving around in his police car, he's telling a story of a girl like in from his career. Like, so he's telling kind of like the rookie cop or the younger cop a story of the girl, how he rescued her from a kidnapper. And then the town planned this big parade. And then on the way to the parade, this girl gets hit and who gets in a car accident and she dies. And so it's that kind of like unfulfilling Bummer. Ending. And maybe that's what we should expect from Invasion.
Maybe that was just his story, I guess. I don't know. Maybe
that's the story that they're trying to warn the viewer that, hey,
this
what
is going to suck.
Yeah. What you think is going to happen isn't. And
maybe.
And I don't know. And maybe. And that's
and
clever,
maybe they'll be like, hey, we told you. Yeah, I don't know why you watched all 10 episodes. You should have stopped when we told you mid episode 1.
If you wanted to watch a parade, you should have gone to watch something different.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it just lacked substance, didn't really have anything for me to cling to. I'm not excited about watching all the other episodes, but I guess I have to.
Well,
are you gonna watch it?
Okay, I'll give her a go. Yeah. Oh. Why don't you take over on Heels for me and I'll watch the rest of this? Trade.
I'll stick with Invasion.
Okay, fair enough.
You want to throw up?
Okay.
That's right. It's temperature check. That's where we look back at the movies we reviewed. And I've done Shadow and Bone. I wiped my hands of it.
Perfect. So. Yeah, it felt good when I finished 30 coins. Not so much that I was glad or enjoyed the series, but no, I just felt like I had ticked something off my to-do list. You know, yeah.
There was aspects of it that were fun, but I wouldn't recommend it to anyone necessarily, unless they were a young adult, which is what it's intended for. And you said you're not getting through Heels very well?
No, man. No, I didn't. You know, yeah. I'll try. I'll keep trying. But, you know,
that's okay.
You know, we're busy guys. Time's limited. It just, I got an hour to watch a show. I want to watch something worth watching, right? But.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound
of the bells.
It's the sound of the bell toll of, spoiler alert, we're going to have to talk about Midnight Mass.
Oh.
So last episode, we talked about the first episode of Midnight Mass. Spoiler warning, I think we're going to talk about it all now because it's a pretty cool show and we're both done.
Yeah, we finished it. We both finished the epic that is Midnight Mass.
I really liked Midnight Mass. I was hesitant, obviously, like I said last episode, about watching a horror movie. But I really enjoyed it. I loved the world. I really enjoyed it. The one thing I'm going to call you on, though, not call you on it, but just maybe congratulate you, put you on my shoulders and run you around town and make a parade for you before you die in a car accident, is the fact that you paired up Bram Stoker's Dracula and Midnight Mass without realizing, spoiler alert, that Midnight Mass is all about vampires.
Yeah, I had no idea. And I just, see, how about talk about intuition, right?
Yeah, man. That was freaking
Sam Neill, so intuition, smart. Man. Just pick Bram Stoker. Yeah, and all of a sudden, I don't know what episode, I think it was like
episode three or something like
three
that.
Three or four or five. And I was like,
vampire in it.
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, sweet pairing here, even though I did not dig this show as much as you did. Again, I felt it just dragged. I don't see what the big hype about this show was. I mean,
it's cool.
I know. Yeah. Maybe
slow
for some
burn.
I don't know. I wanted more. And, the constant monologues, I think after a while, it just felt pretentious. Like they were just doing it for the hell of doing it. And I don't know. I say that a lot, don't I? You know. I know. No, it's you know.
Well, you
now
say
I'm saying,
you know
now I'm saying I've gone from you know to I don't know.
Oh, so no one knows now.
No one knows except the writer of the show of why he put all these boring long monologues throughout the whole
tomato,
thing.
Tomato. I think they're fine. It's
fair
an
enough.
Existential
no,
kind of conversation as far as death. The vampires
I guess
live forever.
Different strokes, different folks. You like boring shit, you'll like Midnight Mass. But
yeah.
No, I'm just I'm being harsh. I'm just trying to get Russ all riled up. Right
How about
now.
Here's a couple questions, though, that I couldn't really understand. Okay. Maybe you paid attention or maybe understood a little bit more, did some research.
Okay.
How do you, in Midnight Mass, how do you turn someone into a vampire?
You need to basically replace the majority of their blood with the tainted vampire's blood.
So I didn't see that. So in the end, when they pretty much kill the whole town, like there was a lot of just like walking around and just killing people. And then suddenly everyone is a vampire. And even just in the church,
no,
when everyone
okay,
drinks
wait,
the
sorry,
poison.
I take that back. They had to die and be reborn in a way, but they also had to have enough of the vampire's blood in their system in order to do that.
But it didn't, like, so like with the main guy, when he gets turned, he like gets bit by the main vampire and then they feed him. And that's why I assume he became a vampire himself. But then everyone in the church drinks the poison, die, and then just immediately come back as vampires. There's no drinking of blood.
They've been drinking it for weeks in
communion. Is it because they took communion? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
He'd been slowly feeding it to them.
So he had been preparing them.
He'd been giving them like micro doses, right? And slowly getting it into their system. And I believe, yeah.
Another pro for microdosing.
Yeah. And then I think the final step was sort of just the last step that they needed to take. I
drink
don't know.
Some poison.
I guess.
And then
go
there
back
is,
and listen to a long fucking monologue about it. I'm sure they'll tell you.
There is like a 180 turn though from the main character Father Paul, where he is not the bad guy. You and I debated this. I still don't believe he's the bad guy. Maybe he made some wrong decisions.
Do you think he's not the bad guy because he thought what he's doing was right, or because at the very, very very, 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 very end, he was like, oh, shit, what we're doing is wrong. And then 10 minutes left.
Both. I think he's not the bad guy because of both.
No,
I think
he was
he
the bad
he
guy.
Was,
I was he, right. You were wrong.
No, like the nun, the if anyone was bad, she was the she had her own selfish interests. He
Bev, the bitch.
She was great, man. She was awesome.
Yeah, great in the sense that I wanted to reach through the screen and strangle the shit out of her.
She's a good actress.
But that's a testament to how good of acting that girl did. Yeah, for sure.
So I've watched now, because I really like that show, I've watched now Haunting of Hill House, and she's in it as well. There's quite a few of the same actors. Yeah, I really liked it.
You see that episode I talked talked to you about. Yeah. Crazy, eh?
Yeah, it's really cool. There's a couple of really good episodes that are kind of themed or filmed in an interesting way. So if people enjoyed Midnight Mass, I definitely recommend Haunting of Hill House. And there's another Haunting of...
Yeah, I thought Haunting of Hill House was better than Midnight Mass. But I haven't seen The Blind Manor yet. But I enjoyed Haunting of Hill House more than Midnight Mass. But one thing I did enjoy from Midnight Mass and it sort of turned me on to was Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond soundtrack throughout the Midnight Mass there.
Get out of here. I didn't notice that at all.
Really? Oh, they sprinkled his music all throughout it. So I was like, that's Neil Diamond. And I started going on to Apple Music and downloading his songs. And now I'm a fucking Neil Diamond fan. I swear to God, you know, I told my dad I would never be a Neil Diamond fan when I was a kid. And he would blat. Now I'm a
just sucked you fucking in, Neil Diamond fan. What's your favorite Neil Diamond song?
I really like that Holy Holy. Holy moly, holy moly.
I think now that I think about it, I've just gotten into Neil Diamond,
so I'm not really...
I do remember some Neil Diamond songs playing now. I thought you maybe meant he sang new stuff, but they had his old stuff playing.
Did I say that he sang new stuff?
No, I just assumed you did. In my mind's eye.
I know.
So you don't have a favorite song, Neil Diamond? Let's...
And it's not Sweet Caroline is not my favorite Neil Diamond. Great song. John. Yeah, Holly Holy. I thought that's a great Holly song. Holly. Yeah.
All right. Everybody, that's a recommendation for Holly Holy.
Where was that? Where's that
Holy
other
Holly.
Oh, yeah. Suleiman. Suleiman. I don't know. Whatever.
How do you spell Holly?
I'm an island boy. Island boy.
How do you spell Holly?
H-O-L-L-Y.
How do you spell Holy?
H-O-L-Y. One L. Holly Holy. Anyways, yeah, Midnight Mass.
Yeah.
You be your own judge. It's for some people. Some people think it's great. Some people think it's mediocre. I don't know if anyone's really going to think it's bad. But yeah, no. Give her a go.
Give her a go. And sorry about the spoiler warning. Or the spoilers.
No, you're not.
I'm not sorry. This is the part where we match our episode of Invasion, or series Invasion, with a movie of our childhood, and we're going back to 1996.
Video rewind.
We're graduating high school. We graduated in June of 1996, and 2 months later, out came Independence Day, or ID4, and it was the spectacle of the
summer. Was it?
A spectacle. It was the summer. It was a spectacle of the trailer of like seeing the White House blow up that I remember. Are you taking a vape?
Vape.
You're vaping right now?
Well, you're talking. Why can't I vape for a second?
I know. I just wanted to point out the fact that you were
whatever. Vaping. Move on.
The magic of podcast is dead. directed by Roland Emmerich, who also did such films like Stargate, Godzilla, The Day After Tomorrow, 2012, White House Down, Midway. Are you seeing a theme with these movies?
Yeah, he likes his... What did we...
He likes stupid...
We couldn't, disaster movies, remember? Yeah. We couldn't think of what they're called. Disaster movies. He's a disaster director.
Independence Day stars an unknown actor named Will Smith. And Bill Pullman, Jeff Goldblum.
Bill Pullman.
Mary McDonnell and Randy Quaid. I should have said Academy Award winner Will Smith.
Oh.
This is my prediction for 2021. He will win... an Academy Award.
Won't, because his wife complains too much that he hasn't won one. They'll give him one to shut her up.
Dude, don't talk about Jada.
Why? Is she going to come and counsel you?
She's going to come at you. She's probably going to be in Matrix 4 and she'll be in your Matrix. You're going to take the blue pill.
Why don't you talk about Jeffy G?
You want to talk about Jeffy G? I love Jeffy G, and you don't, and I don't know what else there is to talk about.
I don't love Jeffy G. You know? I don't. I'm trying to do a impersonation. I can't do it.
You can't do a Jeff Goldblum accent.
Jeff
Goldblum.
Well,
that's fair. You can't really do any accents.
There should be a podcast called Fuck Jeff Goldblum.
Whoa.
No, seriously.
So you're going to do a podcast about cheating on your wife and a podcast about fucking Jeff Goldblum?
Hide your find my iPhone, and then after comes Fuck Jeff Goldblum. And then I don't know how I do it, but I somehow make time for work, kids, and JARP too. But, you know.
And are you going to interview? Like, you're going to have guests that also think the same way? Or are you going to have people that are like
that know Jeff Goldblum.
Disagree with you.
No, no. I bring on his family.
Oh, Jesus.
His close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they all agree with me. Fuck Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't like him. They say, we invite him over for Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays. And he just lays on the couch, kind of, you know, for everyone to see. And he unbuttons his shirt a little bit. And he just kind of pries it open.
Oh, yeah.
And he plucks out some, you know, fluffs up his chest hair. Oh, and he just sits there and he poses. Yeah. Yes, the whole time.
Yeah.
And
sometimes he puts a little drop of water on his closed fist and watches the bead of water run down his fist. Every time he does, it goes a different way.
Chance, and it falls a different way.
That's chaos theory, baby.
Yes, yes. Chaos. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Jeff, and say it, okay? We get it. Yeah. You're kind of homie-hi about your lines and shit.
Homie-homie. Homie-hoey. So this movie, I think, holds up as well as it did in 1996. It's campy, it's silly, it's stupid.
But that wasn't their intention. I mean, I bet it was a bit of tongue-in-cheek, some campiness, but I think the special effects were supposed to be like...
I mean, the special effects are pretty...
But they sucked, man. Well, maybe because we've gone back. Yeah, and I'm trying to think... Like,
still pretty good.
When I watched it... No, they're not. When I went back... No.
Yeah.
No. When I went... When we watched it for the first time, I remember being, you know, blown away. Like, this was probably cutting edge special effects.
It was.
And now going back looking at it, I mean, it's pretty good. No, it doesn't hold up. Sorry.
The aliens were...
Agree to disagree on that
I thought one. The aliens were kind of weird. The aliens don't hold up.
Yeah, weren't they like little aliens inside the bigger alien at one point? Wasn't there like a little one... He was like controlling them with like little levers and shit.
Yeah. They've got a... They wear like armor.
Your leader.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's like the worst thing for me is the fact that Jeff Goldblum gets super drunk and then he solves the whole dilemma after finishing off like a 40 pounder of what do you think? Tequila?
No, I think it was like straight like vodka.
Yeah.
He's just chugging straight vodka.
And I thought it was dark. I thought it was a dark, alcohol, but anyways, and then his dad's like telling him about how he doesn't want him to catch a cold, and he's like, "Catch a cold, that's it." And he just suddenly
You're
is
a genius,
sober.
Dad, what you talking about, Mike?
And he writes a virus to impregnate the alien technology, and basically comes up with a solution. And all they have to do is just him and Will Smith just have to fly there.
Whatever happened to the raspy gay guy that had to call his mother? Why didn't he call his mother?
What happened to that guy?
He loves his mom. He died. When the cool special effects were tearing apart New York, he was on the street and I think he was either in his car or he got out of his car and he was like, oh no.
You know, oh no. Oh shit. It's a big alien coming for me.
Fuck that guy too, man. I put him on the Jeff Goldblum podcast.
He hates Jeff Goldblum. There's just some silly stuff. The fact that the whole world gets to celebrate Independence Day. The Brits, who they were...
Still celebrate our independence. Yeah, fuck USA!
It's the Americans. It's about bloody time.
Oh, fuck, they got a fucking plan to blow up the aliens.
Okay,
we've been waiting all the time for them to tell us what the fuck to do.
If we know
US don't
Day,
tell us what to do, nobody knows what to do. We ain't certainly going to learn it from the Canadians, no?
Yeah, I don't even think Canada was already gone, obviously.
Yeah, blown up.
They're blown up.
I think the aliens totally fucking ignored us.
Canada, America's hat.
Whoa.
What
was with that Keanu Reeves kid?
Whoa. Keanu That's Reeves? My dad. He's in the plane cropping dust, and now he's dusting aliens. Fuck yeah.
Maybe he was following in Keanu Reeves' shadow.
Yeah, I think they couldn't afford Keanu Reeves, so they went for the next thing, which was another guy that acted just as worse.
Keanu Reeves might have been too old at that time.
Probably.
We know Independence Day isn't a good movie, isn't a good sci-fi movie. So let's go down the list here, Sean, and you tell me your favorite sci-fi movie. Bill Pullman in Independence Day plays the president, but he also is in Spaceballs. Jeff Goldblum, your favorite actor, is also in Thor Ragnarok. Mary McDonnell, the president's the first lady, also was in Battlestar Galactica. Mm. Adam Baldwin, that kind of general.
Yeah, I know who he is. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was also in Firefly or Serenity. And Will Smith has been in more sci-fi movies, actor award winner for King Richard, Will Smith, After Earth, Wild Wild West, no wait, Men in Black.
So which, out of all those, which one is
which
the
is
best
the
one?
Better, which is better sci-fi movie show?
Oh, how can you talk smack about Spaceballs?
You can't. It's an
you
amazing
can't.
Show.
You can't really. You can I'm just going to. That's epic. I think. Can I just put
okay,
that one up on a,
take
up
it
on a pedestal?
Take it, okay.
Take it off the list.
Take it off the list. So you're Thor Ragnarok, Battlestar Galactica, Firefly,
I mean,
Serenity,
well, I mean,
Men in Black.
X any of the Will Smith shit. Like,
oh, you don't. Men in Black is an amazing movie, but okay.
No, I mean, it's okay.
Men in Black is a great movie.
The first one?
The first one. Yes, of course.
Sure.
The first one. The first
Barry
one.
Sonnenfeld. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, right. Back to Bill Pullman for Spaceballs. Jeff Goldblum. Oh, wait.
Which
no, we took Spaceballs
took
off.
Took that out.
Okay, and I said Axe Will Smith. So now it's between Thor, Ragnarok, Battlestar Galactica, and Firefly Serenity. Okay. Shit, those are all really good.
Those are good. Those are all good.
Hmm. Okay, so if I could only watch one of those
Ooh.
Ever again.
Oh.
I would choose Thor Ragnarok, I think. I really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
Yeah. You know who's in that?
But Serenity is really good, too. And Jeff I really Goldblum. Enjoyed you know, Battlestar Galactica, the first couple seasons.
Yeah, first couple seasons are pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Man, that's and a good list.
Those, a good
you
list.
Can't go wrong with any of those, I don't think. Any
no,
of those. Yeah, any of those four.
And
Will Smith, you can go to
Men
hell.
In Black.
You can Men jump on my Jeff Goldblum podcast, Will Smith.
I think mine would be Firefly and Serenity. I think if I, because there's more to go there. I like Thor Ragnarok, but I think I'd if I could watch the first season of Firefly and
those
the
are,
movie
that's
Serenity.
That's a good pick. I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
Yeah.
Or even try and convince you otherwise.
Yeah. That was.
What do you think?
That's
okay.
Sci-fi show.
Here's something, and let's not get deep into it because it's probably its own podcast. So do you?
You're
going to
make a third podcast?
No, do you
now?
Believe in aliens or extraterrestrial life? They don't have to be the meep moop zorgs, but do you believe life exists on another planet other than Earth? Intelligent life, that is.
Yes.
Okay. Not just bacteria or microorganisms. Is there actual right. intelligent living life on another planet other than Earth?
Yes.
Thank you.
The correct answer.
Okay, yes. We are both in agreement on
Oof,
that.
That was hard.
I know. I was worried you were going to be all atheist and shit on me, but no.
Well, didn't. This is the one Earth. This is the one.
Anyways, okay. Now with that, if these things, what do you think if they are able to sort of peek in and observe us from afar? What do you think they think of these movies and stuff? Like that, Ooh. If they are actually able to, you know, view them if they are actually, yeah. aliens are actually able to sort of view our media and digest it, what do you think they think of silly movies like this? And, you know, do you think if they are actually able to process that or what, you know, that... They're like, oh, shit, like, let's not even bother going down there because look what they think of us or what
yeah,
how
they
they're going
to
react.
They want to see Matrix. They want to see Matrix 4. They don't want to interfere.
Well, they could already be amongst us. Who knows, right?
Oh, fucking like the Skrulls.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
the
but
secret,
no, seriously.
Secret Invasion.
Like, they must just be like.
Secret Wars?
Why would they want, why, if there is intelligent life that is, goes beyond the human race, like their intelligence exceeds the human race.
I think if they could get to us,
why
they
the
would
hell
get
would they
to
come
us.
Down? You think
I
so?
I think they would. Yeah, I don't think they would wait. I think they would make contact, first contact. I think they would.
I think they
send
have.
A, send an email. You think they have?
I think they have, like way back in early civilization days,
like Prometheus shit. Like, are you Prometheus shitting this?
Yeah, kind of like Egyptian shit, right? Back.
And they're like, I'm going to leave a message. I'm going to leave some scripts.
No, and then they've been watching. They've been like, you guys are just screwing stuff up. Like, I mean, and look at you made Independence Day.
A little preemptive if they were back then.
You made Men in Black 2, 3. You should have stopped at 1. We're not coming down anymore.
People are going to buy tickets. They're going to keep making movies.
They're not coming down until the new Batman anyways.
Oh, I'm Batman. Sure. Where's Rachel?
I'm Vengeance.
Where's the drugs?
Do you think that movie's going to be good?
I hope so. Yeah, it looks good. They can make any movie look pretty good from a trailer, but from...
That's true.
It looks good. I'm intrigued.
You're going to go see it.
I always get really excited for the Batman movies.
You like the Batman?
I do. And I think I like it because he's a human. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't have superpowers. Yeah. He's just super smart, super rich and, you know, yeah, really smart.
Like Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, Iron Man isn't. Well, no, Batman's in a world with Superman and all that shit. But I don't know. This new one looks cool. Really gritty, grimy. Year one type stuff. Cool. Cool beans.
Year one type stuff? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the comic book's called Year One, Batman Year
One. Oh, and this is what it's based off?
Yeah.
This comic book series? Okay, yeah. Cool. Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool.
Hopefully Jeff Goldblum's not in it.
One could wish. I think he's Commissioner Gordon, actually. Hey, I want you to make a meme.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Yeah, what is
GIFs?
This?
GIFs or memes? Which ones are the ones that move? GIFs, right?
So I need or you to GIFs, make GIFs if you want to be really GIFs. Annoying. No,
I want
GIFs.
You to make a GIF at the end of Independence Day. Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum are walking from the alien ship and going to greet everybody in the desert. And like Will Smith is walking with his shoulders and Jeff Goldblum's walking with his hips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I think if you kind of loop that and we just, you know, and we just put it on the Instagram, that would be great. That would make my dreams come true.
Ding.
Ding, dang, dong.
Got it. Oh, that's all you want? Is that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wanted a couple more, but I feel like I'll be happy with that one.
Perfect. I can do that. No problemo. They call me the GIF Master. No, they don't. Master. It's a self-given name. I call myself the GIF Master.
GIF Master.
The GIF Master.
All right, man. Well, that's about it.
That's good, man. You know what? You forgot to tell me that you loved me last podcast. I think the last two times you've forgotten.
You owe me
a couple. Right. You owe me a couple. I loves you. A couple. I love yous.
I just want you to know.
Hmm? What are you gonna say?
That I love your mom.
Oh, mom. Okay, dad. I love you, dad. I love you, dad.
I love you, son.
I like this, and you like that. It's just another review.